cross met Luke Harris, whose first time effort was blocked by the goalkeeper. His second time effort hit the back of the net.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Anytime Notebook, here every single week to mark your goal scorer card across the EFL. Joining me to pick the bones out of the weekend that was, and the midweek that was, look ahead to the next coupon. We've got a full one at the weekend. John Bywater. Good evening, John.
Good evening, Gav. We got there in the end, my friend.
We got there. People think this is easy, but it's takes some practice. And yeah, it's not just, we don't just stumble through it every week. There's a script and there's a plan, and here we are. Let's review the midweek. It's always interesting coming, quick turnaround, right? Quick turnaround, because you make a few notes and then a lot of those notes come into play in midweek, and then you've got to kind of look at what happened midweek, and you probably almost got half an eye on the weekend anyway. We should probably say a huge thanks to those that indulged the my 10-minute monologue about Shrewsbury Exeter in midweek. We did at least arrive at a winner, 11-2 Luke Harris, to keep us rolling along in profit. Didn't go without noticing that Will Ameson with the opener there was Shrews done again from a set piece, which could form part of our thinking this week. John, anything for you of note in midweek?
Probably, Gav. I can't remember. It's been a busy week. Is it really only a week ago since the infamous week we had?
Oh, it was. Seems an age ago. You're only as good as your last podcast. That's what they said.
That's right. And that wasn't very good. So we kick off. No, it was good. Luke Harris, sorry. That was good.
It was good.
These days, we're not happy. We're just an 11-2 winner.
That's right. Almost 11-2 attacking midfielder on loan from a Premier League club. It feels like cheating, right?
But shouldn't be allowed.
They still pay you out. It felt like I shall continue with the review of midweek. Then it felt like a rogues gallery of set piece sides that we continue to mention. Our old friend Matthew Pennington was in the goals. Northampton, they'd already given up a chance to him before. You know, he had a free header in the first half. In the second half, he scrambled one home and to take the spoils for Blackpool. John, Accrington were at it once again. There was a big move towards Swindon pre-match, wasn't there? But all that money got left behind, but not before Aaron Drinan had scored from a corner that Stanley just couldn't get rid of. So Stanley, Northampton, Shrewsbury, who's next on our list? Probably Notts County, who it wasn't easily apparent that they'd conceded from a set piece, but it did come from a corner that Adeyemu goal against Crawley. For Crawley against Notts County. But they were so, I watched the replay, they were so busy, they were so concerned with trying to cover the corner, like that we always think they're vulnerable from set pieces, that they just let Adeyemu have all the time he wanted to kind of pick his spot from the edge of the area. I saw the lad that you mentioned in midweek, McKenna. I don't know whether you saw it, John, but he had a great chance.
Yes.
He had a free header, great chance to
joy to him, as we like to say.
Joy to him, yeah. Great chance to back up the, what was it, the St Albans form. Was that it?
The St Albans 5-minute waffle to say that he won't score. And then I saw him, if he'd scored, that would have just been comedy value, really, wouldn't it? So we don't mind that.
Would have been. And it was one of those midweeks where it was a good day for Bolton wingbacks, wasn't it, who we often mention of better. That Chris Cogley both had their way with Oxford, who didn't concede from a set piece, but that was the only thing that wasn't missing from their performance against Bolton in midweek. Wickham Wigan is the only one that made my notebook. Looked harsh on the away side, this, who created plenty. Wickham didn't create much once the goal had gone in. Charlie Hughes, one of the better chances to rescue a point. He had a good run. He's often on our list, isn't he? But a good run, not backed up, because it was a terrible shot at the far post that he hit over. That was my thoughts, feelings, sentiments from a bumper midweek of action.
Emotions.
Emotions, lots of them. Let's look ahead to the weekend, though, John. There's some games in the Championship.
There is, yeah, and some of them don't kick off at 3 p.m. on Saturday, and of course they're the ones I'm looking at for some reason. Now, the first game that there's a standout price here that I'm not going to select, but I was a little bit surprised by quite how many goals this chap has got this season. It's passed me by, but Swansea Cardiff in the lunchtime Saturday kickoff. Good old Perry NG. Were you aware that he's on 6 for the season? Have I missed something?
Oh, he always pops up. Yeah,
squeaky. Yeah, I thought he was on like three or four maybe, but yeah. Sort of passed me by. So this is his best ever goal scoring season in the Championship. Obviously spent a lot of his career in League 2, a little bit in League 1. Now the general 11 to 1 is probably about right, but there is one firm that's 17 to 1, the made up price. So if you are able to take that outlier, I would suggest you do, but otherwise I'd leave it alone. Also a bit puffed by that Bristol City Swansea game that was early kickoff last Sunday, dead as a dodo. I mean, this has probably got more on it, but and to be fair, Swansea barely they didn't give up a chance during the hour mark. But having said all that, at the 17 to 1, if you can, just sing along to a bit of Perry NG, Perry NG. I needed to get myself going there, Gav. I wasn't sure how to do it, but
there you go.
Good there effort. You go. Thank you. Yeah.
Popular price this weekend. The lesser spotted 17 to 1. If you can get it, because I've got one as well. But we shall.
Yeah, it seems a popular price with firms that just make up prices.
Absolutely,
it's great.
They've got a bigger. They've been getting lots of. Healthy criticism and feedback, I think, this Cheltenham week. That I think we're talking about the same firm, aren't we?
Yeah, and their site been down all week or something.
Yeah, it has. Yeah. It's, apparently none of these offers exist. Like, no one's getting paid out anything. If you had a loser in the first race, which I think most firms do, they give you a free bet on the second race, which I think no one has had this week. But there you go.
They've had a great week. At least it gives them less time to realise your account's only back in the massive outliers, I suppose.
That's it.
Sticking with the Championship there. Of course, it's a Sunday game, and listeners will probably know where I'm going here. Leeds Millwall. Yes, it's Jake Cooper time, everybody. won't repeat what I said midweek. If you didn't listen to that, go and listen to it. If you're that bothered, if you're not bothered, ask me on Twitter and I'll copy my notes. I'm grumpy tonight. I don't know why.
I can say.
They visit Millwall visit Leeds on Sunday. I've already said that. I appreciate Millwall are unlikely to see a lot of it here, but Leeds are actually giving up more from set plays than I imagined, at least on the numbers. So that's quite positive. And there's a variety of prices. I wouldn't be interested in the 12, 14, 16s. I'd need at least 20s. There's a couple. I think there's one firm, 22s, but there is 25s out there with a very major firm. So we're happy to select that. So Jake Cooper, 25 to 1 for Millwall at Leeds on Sunday.
Well done, John. You got through it.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Now, I'm sure I'll be inundated for those notes that I've already read out in midweek.
Without further ado, I tell you what, I'll waffle on for the next 10 minutes about Shrewsbury again, shall I? The stick with what we know. We're down into the
league. Ah, yes.
Let's stick with what we know. So Carlisle. Shrewsbury are at Carlisle this weekend. No, they're not. I think Carlisle at Shrewsbury, so it makes no difference. They have at least scored in each of their last 5, Carlisle. All is not lost. It could be an element of just kind of throwing everything at games before they start again in League 2 next season, which I'm almost sure they will do. But what do we know about Shrewsbury? They concede over half a goal XG from set pieces every single game. We were against them midweek. Let's play the, John, let's play the which Carlisle notebook alumni do we land on? We'll start off with Sam Lavelle then. So I got some stats and some opinions on each of these. Sam Lavelle, 1 goal this season, nothing but a couple of wayward efforts against Bristol Rovers at the end of February. 2.5 XG all season. Goes off at 16 to 1, I think. No, we're not gonna land on Sam Lavelle. What about Paul Huntingdon? Paul Huntington, I always get that.
Legend.
All over the years. I'll always call him Dunn instead of Tun.
Yeah, so do I. It's just the way when you type it, it doesn't look right either.
It doesn't look right, no. Apologies, Paul, if you're listening. He's got 1 goal, but only half a goal XG all season, but did follow up his goal at Burton just a couple of weeks ago with a good header that went wide against Barnsley midweek as well. We're not going to land on Huntington. But what about John Mellish? Two goals this season. I know you were keen on him at this outlier price midweek as well, John. Both of his goals have come this calendar year. Towering header against Vale on New Year's Day. The other goal was the same against Reading a fortnight ago. Knocking on the door, 2.5 XG all season. It's at that firm where I think you might be able to... It's 17-1, John Mellish. So you can guess where it is. It's guess a price. Try and get on if you can. If you can't, there's plenty of kind of... Well, there's the best, I think, is kind of 10s and 12s elsewhere. We'll need to make a decision pretty soon, John, I guess, if we're going to put up... We'll let listeners decide whether it's a price that they can actually get. Yeah. If all you're doing
until they give up or one of our fourfold lands, and then they then we'll leave them alone. I think.
Yeah. If all you're doing is backing goal scorers every weekend, then there's a chance that you could get on, but I'm fully aware that most people can't, or haven't tried. If you want to try, you can do. Yeah. 17-1 though, John Mellish for Carlisle against Shrewsbury. Outlier on the prices. They're just making it up as they go along. Let's try and punish them if they do and see how long we can get away with it. So yeah, 1 point John Mellish, 17-1 for me. John, did you have anything League One centric?
I did, my friend. Yeah, I was just looking at your championship notes. They look rather blank. What's going on there?
I think I mentioned it all midweek. That was it, wasn't it? I think there was some
listeners, he's anti-championship. He's anti-championship, listeners. Come on. I don't know why I talk about a championship. I hate the championship, but I keep talking about it. Right, as you can tell, this is where I wake up, listeners. League One, League Two, here we go. Right, let's go to Port Vale versus Oxford. The crowd boo as they go for an Oxford game for the 25th week in a row. Now, we don't need to mention why we're opposing Oxford. Now, Vale need to start winning games, stating the obvious, but the last two performances have been a slight, and I mean slight, improvement, so maybe there's something coming along there. Mm-hmm. Now, pretty simple, really. Look at the set plays. Look at the shots from defenders of late. You can narrow it down to good old Nathan Smith, old blockhead, I call him. He just scores from nowhere. He does score the odd goal. We know that. But we've also got a chap I think you mentioned fairly recently, Gav, Jesse Debra. Is it a man? Is it a woman? In this day and age, it doesn't matter. So we'll go with Jesse Debra.
As long as he identifies as an anytime goal scorer, that's fine.
Yes.
For us.
Yeah. If they score a goal, I'd be happy to approach them as they for the rest of the season. Anyway, that's going off on a tangent. We probably shouldn't go down. Debra is 22-1, or she is, whoever. He has had 7 shots in his last 6 games. So, listeners, sometimes it's as simple as that. When you can back a defender who's got that many shots in the last 6 games, then at this price against Oxford, we will do. So Jesse Debra he's actually 25-1 now. It gets better. There you go.
Excellent stuff. Yes, he did pop up on the list. He didn't go without a chance in midweek either, did he? So, good shout there, opposing Oxford, which we know is a profitable way to follow the Football League. I've got 2 more in League One, John. Both on just instinct, these two, backed up by a little bit of data, but just 2 players that I just like at the moment that kind of look like they're about to become my favourite players in the entire world. We'll start off with Reading Cambridge. So we mentioned last week, actually, Tyler Bindon. Could be a good spot for him. Derby in midweek wasn't. Crossed our fingers. Lucky he didn't have a chance, which tough old spot for Reading to go to. But Cambridge does look a good spot. Both sides beat in midweek. Cambridge, obviously, a bit more concerning. They got 5 defeats and 6, and what they're fresh off conceding 6 against Luton in midweek. So for Bindon, then, it feels just like an accumulation of chances. 19-year-old, his first full season. Like we said, nothing at Derby midweek in a tough spot. But a great header from a standing start. This is all stuff I kind of mentioned in midweek, but I'm just reminding you what happened last weekend against Wickham. Just a real good header from a standing start. Came from a free kick. Hits the post. So trying to paint a picture here. Remember it in my head. So he's on like the penalty spot, standing start. Powerful header, goes against the post. He's had another one that just went wide as well. Rose highest from a free kick against Shrewsbury, got a shot away from a scramble against Port Vale. Just instinctive sense that he's kind of due He's going to start to add to his tally, and I think 20-1 here is a cheap way to find out against a Cambridge side that are both of these sides have probably had better weeks considering what happened to the news that Reading fans got this morning. But it's a cheap way to find out. I think he's a player to keep on side. Tyler Bindon, a point at 20-1 for Reading against Cambridge.
Good player from what I've seen. I've only seen him twice. He looks
it does look good.
Looks a very good defender. That's why listeners. Gav is the housewife's choice. He carried on. He repeated his notes for midweek, whereas I said, if you really want them, contact me privately. That's why he's been podcasting for 28 years and is probably the alumni of EFL podcasters. There you go.
I think it's an illustrious group of people. Here's my next favourite of the moment. We spoke a bit about I spoke about this person last week as well, didn't I? Vincent Harper. So you could say I kept my notes. Another way of saying it is I couldn't be bothered to delete my notes, and this is where I arrived at. He did start left wing back for Exeter midweek, had a volley from 12 yards and deflected and went over. I don't know. I haven't done that much kind of research to see why he was subbed at half time, but Exeter were 3-0 up by then. So, you know, could be saving a bit of energy. Interesting that he started anyway. He's as short as 9-2. So, what are we talking about here? Like left wing back, plenty of options, gets forward, takes them to good positions. Everything we want from a good goal scoring wing back, which is just, you know, loitering at the edge of the box when it's coming down the other side. And he looks a perfect exponent of that. Again, same kind of reasoning here. This is Exeter playing Burton this weekend, and same reasoning as I had for Exeter against Shrewsbury in midweek, really, which I don't think that Grecian swarm looks too bad. Harper, as short as 9-2, but as big as 12-1, where the market doesn't know, that's where you should be wanting to get involved. So I go Vincent Harper. Check your team news, but Vincent Harper for Exeter, left wing back at 12-1. If you spot that one as well. So, yeah, point Vincent Harper, 12-1. John, did you have anything League Two based?
No, yes, I do. Sorry, I'm just Googling why any Exeter City news. I don't think it was anything serious from what I can tell.
No, they were 3-0 up at the time, and could be one eye on the
fascinating article I found here though. Will Ameson's pleased to be back in the side. That really was worth writing. sounds like something I would say. All right, League Two. Thought the most obvious name, but priced very much accordingly, was good old Will/William Boyle. Very lively late for Wrexham. Obviously strong favourites at home to Tranmere this weekend, but 13-2, Gav. How does that, you know, how does that tickle you?
Don't know.
Not at all.
No.
Not for us. We'll stick to on loan Premier League attacking midfielders for that sort of price. Now, the game I was interested in, but this is a first, I think. There's no prices yet because it's on Monday night, and probably because Stockport play tonight, don't they, as well?
So they do, yes.
Yeah, you want to mention that in a minute. I think we just remind you that. Yeah. So anyway, it's Crawley Stockport Monday night for whatever reason. And the player that I've been watching for a while, mentioned him a couple of times, is Lawrence Maguire. And he came back in midweek, Gav. And you better believe I was itching him not to score. He came on at half time for good old Harry Ransom. Nothing fishy about that change. He was right. He was right in the action. Two efforts in the second half for Maguire. Got booked. Classic Maguire, whatever the name, he gets involved. And I thought it was interesting. All the set play carnage in that game happened after he came on. He's got a good record. He had a good record for Chesterfield. Still on loan from Chesterfield for the rest of the season. I think I was right when I looked at it earlier in the season before his injury. I think he was about, it was a very high XG per 90 anyway. It was one of the higher ones I've seen for a defender. So I'm interested to see what price he will be against Stockport on Monday. Not so keen to get against Stockport now. The usual names are back. But if he was something around the 20-1 mark, I would be interested. But can't put him up because no prices.
Did you mention he scored in the reverse fixture?
No, I didn't look because there's no prices. But now we know that, we're definitely interested in Laura. But again, he of course, as well, he's only just come back, but yeah, they've got the extra, got a couple of extra days, so I think he might have a good chance of starting, but too many guesswork there.
Yeah, 3-3 it was back in August or September. Yeah, September. Yeah, he scored. He scored. But yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I don't know whether he's got in your head, aren't you?
No, just scrolling down seeing where his chances have come from. But like you say, yeah, good record. I think 20s is optimistic because I think he's normally kind of 12s, 14s mark. But yeah, I didn't know that. I guess it's because it's International week, isn't it? See, we've got Salford, sure. Stockport tonight, but there's a Salford and Morecambe play on Sunday. Doesn't look like any of them on the telly, but at least they've got some prolonged action. And Crawley Stockport on Monday night as well. Okay,
nice to have a midweek off though next week. It's getting a bit hectic.
So. Absolutely, yeah. We're on the home stretch now.
Who's the guy you wanted to talk about?
The price has gone. So, yeah, Lewis Cass 20s. I said 20s. When I typed my notes yesterday, I said Lewis Cass 20s is way too big. Price Thursday night, if you're listening on time. So Stockport kickoff at Salford. Salford can definitely be got out from set pieces. The 20s is long gone. 14s now, best price. So wouldn't have put it up anyway. I don't think anyone listens directly as soon as this podcast comes out. So, yeah, but we're... Kickoff's just an hour away. Mention.
Gav. Patreon listeners got that, though, didn't they? In the secret notes.
In the secret notes. Yeah. That's just me and you. That's all it is.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I will just put a mention up for Justin Abiquiu, gone in at Grimsby, a player that I know a fair bit about from Coventry under 21 games. He made a few fleeting appearances for us in some Carabao Cup games this season as well. Yeah, so he's got two good finishes. I think when I saw him, he'd been a little bit underrated. I think he was going off at. Where would Grimsby this week? I think it's because Grimsby had a tough old task this weekend. Well, okay, away at Gillingham, we don't concede many. But yeah, I thought around the 4-1 mark, that was a player that comes with my kind of like full blessing from a Grimsby point of view. Looked a good one. It started off. I think the market's probably. I think the prices have kind of benefited from him starting out wide in the last few games, but in his first few games. But now he's been moved to where his natural position is, straight up front through the middle. So, and 2-2. Keep an eye out for him. Should do well at Grimsby, and they seem to have turned their form around a little bit. Right, John, that looks like it's just about it. Full quota there. Saturday lunchtime. Some prices that aren't available yet. We've got Millwall covered. Carlisle centre halves. Feels like we've ticked all of the Anytime Notebook bingo cards for the week.
Not as bad as my double the price mystery one I did midweek for some reason. I do apologise for that, listeners. That was a slip. I hate it when people do that, though, but... We weren't trying to get wool over your eyes. We're not like that. So.
That's it. I didn't put it on. Put it on the P&L anyway. I knew that was.
He didn't score anyway, did he?
I waited to see whether he scored.
That's right. Yeah. We'd have taken the 9s if he'd scored. You can trust us, listeners. Don't worry about that.
Whatever you are back in this weekend, be incredibly lucky. Take care. Gamble responsibly. You had a few winners this week and you got a bit of money in the pot for some Anytime Notebook action at the weekend. Starts tonight. I think it's on the telly. Is it on the telly? Is it on the telly, John? It is. Salford Stockport. I can settle down and watch Fraser Horsfall and team.
I can shout abuse at Carl Robinson. Excellent.
That's absolutely what a Thursday night. And we thought it was
just doesn't get better, does it?
It doesn't get better. John, it has been at the end of a busy couple of weeks. Congratulations to both of us for doing double podcasts throughout the course of the last few weeks. Congratulations to the listeners as well. A bit of space over the weekend as we head into next week. But thank you very much for joining us. We shall wish everyone good luck and we'll do the same again next week, shall we, John?
Yeah, and it will be next week. There won't be an international special, we can assure you of that.
Draw the line. Draw the line.
Luke Harris has been called up to the Welsh under 21 squad. I've just had a notification.
Well, hang on. There you go. Then. Say that. All right then, be lucky everyone, and we'll speak to you soon.
Goodbye.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Inside Notebook, here every single week to mark your car, to mark your goal scorer, Carl. Let's fucking start that again, shall we?
Oh, this is a cracking start, weren't I?